Couple minutes after 4 o'clock, and it is time for Melting Pot here at KPFK. 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. My name is Michael Barnes. I am your host for this program. Today we have a fair amount of new music in this first hour in particular, including new tunes from Rodrigo Amarante, from Brownout, covering Black Sabbath as Brown Sabbath. New side project from Eduardo Arenas of Chicano Batman, as well as a side project from Miles Tackett of Breakestra. And we also have tickets for a couple of upcoming shows. Tickets to go and see Talib Kweli. We'll have those later in the show. Also tickets for singer-songwriter Jessica Leah Mayfield. And tickets for Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds over at the Shrine. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have an interview we recorded a couple days ago with Elon Paz, who is the curator of Dust and Grooves, an incredible website devoted to vinyl culture. And he was in town celebrating the publishing of a book that shows just the incredible diversity of collectors and vinyl enthusiasts the world over. And so first half of the second hour will be a little sit-down with Elon Paz. And wanted to start the show off with a tribute. Really didn't get a chance to pay tribute to Dr. Maya Angelou in last week's program. And so I wanted to make sure to start it off this week, especially since she was laid to rest just yesterday. She's an incredible woman, a phenomenal woman, and someone who will never be remembered. Or never be forgotten, I should say. Remembered for so many different things, and just an incredible poet, incredible woman. And so I wanted to start the show off with her words and her poem, talking not just about her, but about a whole lot of people. This is Dr. Maya Angelou here on KPFK 90.7 FM, Phenomenal Woman, the name of the poem in tribute to her.
Phenomenal woman. Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. That's my mother and all your mothers. And my grandmothers, and your grandmothers, and my great-grandmothers, and your greats, and my great-greats, and your and all you women, and me.
my love for Jay, my pleasant space, secret liar. Where have you been all my life? Where have you been all my life? This house of jade, this pleasant space, secret liar, secret liar. This house of jade, this pleasant space, secret liar, secret liar, secret liar.
Somebody's trying to steal you from me. I got a feeling somebody's trying to steal you from me. There's something about your loving that's spanking brand new. Something that you you're doing that you didn't used to do. That's why I got a feeling that slowly but surely I'm losing your love. I got a notion somebody's trying to keep us apart. I got a notion sooner or later you're going to break my heart. I've been having nightmares instead of dreams. I believe you're up to some evil scheme. That's why I got a feeling that slowly but surely I'm losing your love. Can't sleep, can't eat, can't do nothing but lay and weep. I just cry and moan, and you won't even tell me what's wrong. That's why I got a feeling we're losing our togetherness. I got a feeling this is the end of our happiness. Now something about your loving that's growing so cold, something about your kisses they ain't got no soul. That's why I got a feeling that slowly but surely I'm losing your love. I'm losing your love. Slowly but surely, I'm losing your love.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Melting Pot. The song you just heard is from Dolores Gibson, from a 7-inch on an ultrasonic record label from 1960. I Got a Feeling, the name of the song. That is something that I just heard recently, and I have a lot of catching up to do to really dig on the full legacy of a collector out of Chicago who just recently passed away and has really sent shockwaves through the soul community, Bob Abrahamian, out of Chicago. He did a really amazing show called Sitting in the Park on Chicago radio, and that was actually the first song that he played on what ultimately was his last show in early May. So even though I didn't know him personally, kind of know him by reputation, and felt like I needed to pay a little tribute to him. Now in Soul Heaven, which is actually the background instrumental version of Syl Johnson's Is It Because I'm Black, which seems fitting. Also in the set, Zara McFarlane featuring vocals and maybe trumpet also in there from Liron Thomas. Angie La La, the name of the song from her record If You Knew Her. She's going to be in town on June 16th playing at the Blue Whale, and we're going to try our damnedest to get her in these studios in addition to trying to get tickets for that show for you guys. Zara McFarlane, the vocalist you heard there. And someone just called me about that. Zara McFarlane. That's who you're looking for. Start the show off with a little short tribute to Dr. Maya Angelou. Phenomenal Woman, the name of the poem. It is featured on a four-disc set of poetry featuring all kinds of amazing poets in their own voices. A century of recorded poetry. Going to start the next set off with another artist who's going to be coming to town pretty soon. And also hopefully have some tickets to give away from this artist maybe next week. Rodrigo Amarante, who some of you may know. He was in a side project called Little Joy a few years ago, one of my favorite just kind of nice breezy Sunday records. And so finally a new record from him, Cavallo, and the name of this song right now is Taje, from Rodrigo Amarante on KPFK and Melting Pot. Ooh.
tarde, 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 mas cheguei enfim. Pra cada Deus um nó, cada conta o fio do rosário que eu vim banhar pra lhe dar. Tardei, 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 só na volta eu vi qual senda me levou, qual me trouxe aqui pra encontrar você. Onde está meu lugar? Desceu pelo rio, da terra pro mar, um fio de prata que me leva. Tardei, 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 que na vinda eu quis pela primeira vez nunca mais parti esperar você, o meu lugar. Onde está desceu pelo rio, da terra pro mar, um fio de prata que me leva.
see footsteps in the yard. You're the one that broke my heart. And I can't stand the thought of waking up another morning, not knowing if you're mine. And I can't stand the thought of living without you. Oh, I would rather die. Oh,
can I get back up and walk on into the unknown? I tell myself that I can bear the burn. Will I break down and turn to stone? Well, I'm hoping for love that holds, but won't bury me alive. I'm hoping for the strength to give myself a chance just one more time. Watching out the palace of my tears as it burns to the ground. Ain't looking back for a second glance. Ain't nothing left but to be found. Well, I hope I found the water soon where her reflection meets with mine. Well, I'm hoping. Can I wake back up and cut the rope of memories? There's a voice that echoes in my head, calling me back into my sleep. Well, I hope I find a love that holds, but won't bear. Myself a chance just one more time.
Hi.
Music from the Rocketeens here on KPFK 90.7 FM from a record that came out in 1997 called Cry. You heard the title cut from that. That's a kind of legendary group out of Cabbage Town, Georgia. And they've just recently gotten back together. That's kind of the classic lineup that also featured Kelly Hogan, who went on to other things in Chicago and hanging around with Nico Case. But it's good to hear that group is back together. No one really put all those reverb guitars together quite the way the Rocketeens did. Also in the set, you heard music from Miles Tackett and the Three Times, which is the name of this new project that Miles, Music Man Miles of Breakastra and Funky Soul and Root Down fame, has put together. This is going to be coming out in early July, I think, is the date for this. The Fool Who Wanders is the name of the record. One more time, the name of the song that you heard from Miles Tackett and the Three Times. We had music from Jessica Leah Mayfield, from what was her debut record from, I guess, 2008 or 2009. Back when she was all 19 years old, she made that record with Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. With Blasphemy So Heartfelt was the name of that one. And the one I love best, the name of the track, from Jessica Leah Mayfield, who is going to be in town pretty soon over at the Roxy, and I have tickets for that. So just stay tuned a moment. And start the set off with Rodrigo Amarante, who also is going to be coming to town pretty soon. Cavallo is the name of his latest release, and Tarde, the name of the song that you heard from it. Just beautiful music from him. So glad to finally have new music from him. Also glad that Jessica Leah Mayfield is going to be in town performing over at the Roxy Theater on June 20th, along with Israel Nash and George Elias. If you'd like to go and see the show, courtesy of KPFK and Melting Pot, give me a call at 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735, once again, is the number to go and see Jessica Leah Mayfield over at the Roxy Theater on June the 20th. In West Hollywood. 818-985-5735 is the number to call for those tickets. Going to start this next set off with a project that, as soon as I heard about it, I knew I was going to be playing it all year long, pretty much, partially because it gives me an excuse, not that I really needed one, but an excuse to also play Black Sabbath along with it. So this is a project from the group out of Austin, Texas called Brownout. They've done a whole record of covers of Black Sabbath songs and doing them in their kind of trademark Afro-Latin psychedelic kind of sound. Brown Sabbath is the name of the record from Brownout. And here they're doing one of my absolute favorite songs from Sabbath. This is Into the Void from Brownout right now on KPFK and Melting Pot.
when I came up from out of the meat locker, city was gone. The sky's full of lights, the snow provides a silent cover in moonlight under the stars, under the snow. And I followed this car, and I followed that car through the sand, through the snow. I turn on the radio, I listen to the DJ, and it must be it must feel nice to know that somebody needs you. Provides a silent cover, and I'm not your favorite lover. I turn on the radio, and it must feel nice.
It must feel nice.
Oh, very, very nice to know needs you. And the chilly wind blows under the snow, under the stars.
Avenida Centenario, minha amiga passarinha me falou para me dizer que seu jeito não é ficar preso dentro do balcão. Falou assim.
quando eu dormir na minha rede, minha amiga passarinha, meu falou.
Music from Eduardo Arenas of Chicano Batman. He's got a side project that's just simply titled E Arenas, or E Arenas, depending on, you know, which way you want to pronounce it, I guess. Nariz is the name of this record. It's going to come out here in the summer on El Relleno. And Pasaro Ataro, the name of a very, 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 very Brazilian-inspired sounds right there from E Arenas, Eduardo Arenas of Chicano Batman, side project for him. Really looking forward to the rest of that. Also in the set, you heard music from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from Dig Lazarus Dig. The song you heard was Moonland. Nick Cave and his boys are coming into town and playing a series of shows, doing all kinds of things. I'll have some more info about that in just a moment. You heard Black Sabbath in the set from 1972's Volume 4. The song you heard was Tomorrow's Dream. And just ahead of that, you heard an instrumental, funked out version of Black Sabbath's Into the Void done by Brownout on a record that is all tributed to Black Sabbath, but it's called Brown Sabbath. It's basically Brownout's versions of some really great choices on this record, in addition to Into the Void, which I didn't expect to see that. But there's some really great choices, so you're going to hear that pretty much throughout the rest of the year. So, hey, get used to it. Plus, it's a great record and great musicians. Brown Sabbath, again, the name of the record from Brownout, their latest release out of Austin, Texas. Okay, so Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, they're going to be in town in July. They're doing all kinds of things. He has a pseudo-documentary that's going to be one of the kind of premieres of it is going to be here in Los Angeles, and he's going to play there. They have a show at the Shrine on July 11th. They have a show at the Theater of the Ace Hotel on July 12th. I have tickets, though, once again, for the show that's over at the Shrine in Los Angeles, featuring Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and also LA's very own Warpaint. If you would like to go and see this show, I have one pair of tickets. I'm going to give them away right now. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. 818-985-5735, once again, the number to call here at KPFK. For tickets to see Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, along with Warpaint, at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles on Friday, July 11th. I think this show may be sold out. I think all the others are sold out. And so Here's your chance, and likely the last chance. We gave away some tickets earlier in the year, but this is likely the last pair we'll get. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, if you want these tickets, Friday, July 11th at the Shrine Auditorium, call me now, 818-985-5735. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, by the way. 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. You're currently tuned to Melting Pot. We're here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I am your host for this show. Our previous shows are archived at meltingpotblog.com. In addition to all our interviews and performances are also archived there. You can also become a fan of the show at Melting Pot Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Would appreciate that. Got a couple messages to play you, and then we're going to have an interview we recorded with Elon Paz, who is the curator of Dustin Grooves, just incredible photography blog that goes into record collectors' homes, and it's just amazing, if you haven't seen it, just amazing project. He recently just produced a book based off of those photographs and was in town kind of celebrating that. And so that interview will be coming up in just a few moments here on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.